For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the not-so-wee hours of the p.m. Thanks for being with us today. Please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. You'll see all the social media links there at the top. Please, I encourage you to share those links. Friends, family, loved ones, and enemies. Particularly, I want to put a call out to those folks that are on Apple, on the iTunes platforms. Watch me. Please put some nice comments in there. Thumbs up if you do like that, as well as all the other platforms you may be listening to and or watching this on. Believe it or not, it does help the algorithms a bit. So please try to do your small part there if you can do nothing more. If you can, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. Those are the best two ways to support the show and help me to do better, get more audience, get more reach, update the website, get a nice little storefront on there. That's all kind of contingent on your support. Please consider doing that. We also have a lightning link there as well. Free iPhone app, free Android app. Subscribe by email, link, free newsletter. And if you're wondering, this is going to be under videos. This is what I refer to as the information breakdown segments for this show. So, that's what this is. Enough of that. If you're looking at the title of this episode this afternoon, it's Shadows of Waco. And I'm thinking strongly about doing just a whole series because the world that we live in now is definitely shaped by the shadows of the events that have preceded our current reality. And I always come back to the 1990s. If you are watching or paying attention at all in the intro to the show, the video at least, you're going to see a sort of a montage of some of the greatest events that I think have shaped specifically America, but I believe we're the hegemonic culture of the world, like it or not. So I think by intent or by proxy or by accident, these are events that have shaped the world. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it stood out with the JFK assassination, take you into Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, and 9/11, of course. But there are so many other events that have definitely shaped the reality that we're in. I'm just going to talk about one of those today with this title episode, Shadows of Waco. And I'm going to try, as I mentioned a moment ago, to kind of go back and chronicle some of these other events as well, because I think we often forget just the importance of them. And it's easy to do because humans, as noted about 5-6 years ago now, have a brain capacity of short spanned, even shorter than a goldfish. And the devices, the pods, the pads, everything else has just made that exponentially worse. So we get caught up in the present and we just sort of looking out for number one, think this is it. This is all there was or ever shall be. And we sort of forget what got us here. We forget those things that shaped us. A famous quote could probably be It's hard to say this. Otto von Bismarck was actually the person who did this. But as we know in our bizarre satanic death cult society that we live in, all those quotes are, of course, not by who you thought they were. So I attribute them all to Big Bird. Any quote you've ever heard or ever will hear, it was definitely never, ever by any sort of white guy. Although von Bismarck, I don't know how Caucasian this gentleman is. But nevertheless, it doesn't matter to me what color this guy is, if he's Smurf blue. But we all know that all quotes now are attributed to Big Bird. So don't forget, any quote you might have thought was George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, anybody, you can just do a little Google search on it and fact check, and it'll say, well, actually, it was really someone else. It wasn't really this guy. You know, I'm kind of getting far afield, and I don't want to do that. So let me get back to the crux of the matter here. The quote there, a fool learns from his mistakes. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others. And I believe right now in our society, it is completely compromised of fools. Completely compromised of fools. I mean, you could say wise men because some people are learning from the mistakes of others, but it's just vastly not enough. Most people are just not learning from any mistakes. They have forgotten the history that put us here. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, yes. And I think even those that do know history are just right on repeating it. They're not learning from their mistakes. They're not learning from other people's mistakes. They're not learning from the history. They're not learning from Jack. So we are absolutely repeating those same mistakes right about now. And the Waco situation is what I'm going to begin our conversation with today. But I don't want to forget the preceding op, and that will be Ruby Ridge. And it's really hard for me to discuss these events. I mean, you could look at the more recent Hammond and Bundy Ranch scenarios as being very much parallel to these. But the Ruby Ridge situation is really the one that started this whole thing off. 1992, I'm looking at it right now. August 21st, 92 through August 31st of 92. That will be the Ruby Ridge scenario. And it's hard for me to talk about these things. I mean, I do my best to distance myself from the history, to distance myself from the reality of what this was. But if you look at Ruby Ridge, I mean, we got Randy Weaver, a guy who the feds tried to set up, and he just wouldn't go along with gag. So they came and coaxed him into cutting a barrel a little bit too short. So that then deemed worthy that they could run a siege on his house, kill his wife, holding their newborn child, and kill his son, kill his dogs, and basically just do everything to kill the remaining occupants of the home as well, his daughters and himself. And if you look at those events, it mirrors what went on at Waco because they were using a lot of the same ops, a lot of the same agencies involved. Lon Hurucci being the sniper at Ruby Ridge and also showing up at Waco a little bit later. So we often forget some of the details of this, but the details of this are important. So here we are with the feds setting somebody up, not going along with it. The feds storm the Bastille, as it were, killing and assaulting U.S. citizens on U.S. soil, on their private property. That's what's going on here. And some of the ops that they were running during Ruby Ridge, again, same as Waco, where they were running all these non-lethal weapons, if you will. If you look at the Bitterman coercion chart and some of the same things that Bitterman used or at least found was being used during the Korean War, same things used by the U.S. Army in the 60s, same things used in Guantanamo in the more contemporaneous times. Those same methods, keeping somebody up, jarring sounds. If you look at the evidence of Waco and Ruby Ridge, one of the things they were doing is this noise weapons, noise warfare, all these just horrible sounds being blared 24 hours a day, keeping the people inside up and keeping them just in a manic state with this noise weaponry. And this, we're not even talking about the kinetics that were used. We're talking about the quote-unquote non-lethal weapons that were being used during Ruby Ridge. Same thing being used in Waco. So we know Ruby Ridge 1992. Let's chronicle what we're supposed to today, because we are at April 19th, the anniversary of Ruby Ridge. Can't believe it's been that long. April 19th, 1993. We're at the 30-year anniversary. And I hesitate to even say that, because when we think of an anniversary, at least in my mind's eye, just having one, a wedding anniversary, we tend to think of a happy time. We tend to think of happy, festive events that make your heart feel joy. And here we are looking at April 19th, 1993, the end of the 51-day siege at Waco, the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas. And we see the same sort of things being used there, the same sort of operations, where it was a 51-day siege. It was much longer than Ruby Ridge. But the same sort of optics, the same sort of non-lethal weapons being used. So this was an ATF and an FBI operation. They went in there initially for David Koresh, because once again, the FBI had their operatives infiltrate the organization. Sound familiar? And so they had their operatives infiltrate the organization, the Branch Davidians. They were targeting David Koresh for allegedly some sort of inappropriate activities with a minor. This guy took a jog every day outside the compound. I mean, I would have thought, you know, we could have an undercover kind of stop on the road in front of where he's jogging and probably talk to him and engage his suspect. And then the undercover officer just arrest him on the spot and take him in for questioning, take him into custody, arrest him, whatever. No? So we're going to begin instead with the ATF and the FBI running this op here. I'm sorry. I also wanted to throw out the illegal stockpiling of weapons. I forgot about that one. Yeah. Suspecting the group of stockpiling illegal weapons, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives obtained a search warrant for the compound and arrest warrants for Koresh and several other group's members. So when that didn't go well, when they basically were too stupid, well, really, let's look at this and analyze it through the full spectrum here. And before we do that, I want to plug other people's stuff, because this is one of those cases that I really began interested when I really began becoming sort of awake a while back to this whole thing, several decades back at this point again. It was one of those things I came back to, because I looked at the 90s when I was in high school and graduated high school and just thought, man, I really kind of was asleep at the wheel for this whole thing. And I remember so much of this. There's a propaganda at the time when the siege was still going on. I remember in high school, everybody saying the Branch Davidians, these Davidians are, yeah, they're some cultish fruitcake fringe group. And the feds have a standoff with them. And this was early on. We got a 51-day siege here because it went on for a while. And that was the parlance of the day. That was how this was dismissed. I think Dave Chappelle once said that the worst thing someone can call you is crazy, because it is dismissive. And that's exactly how this was framed. You got to look at why this was actually done, because the Clinton's Whitewater investigation, that was really when this was about to pop off. That was getting hot and heavy here. And I will encourage you, there's a variety of different ones. I got this old one, Day 51, The True Story of Waco, VHS. I got this one, A New Revelation, Waco, on VHS. This is, let me see. This is 1999. The other one was 1994. And I recommend this one as well, Atrocities at Ruby Ridge, the Randy Weaver story. This is, I don't think it's got a copyright on here. Oh, anyway, this one. And another one I would definitely recommend. There's a book that escapes me, the title of it, rather, right now. But also Mike Hansen One of the first films that I think I saw on this was on YouTube, and there's another documentary, a rather old one from the early 90s on Ruby Ridge. If you can find it on YouTube, I recommend that one as well. It's vastly got the oldest daughter, I believe, from that incident, talking about that tragedy. But I want to talk about Mike Hansen from Mike Hansen Archives. I'm doing my best to get him on. He's a great man. I've talked to him several times, and it's just really it's a scheduling conflict. He's really busy. I'm really busy. He's trying to get both of us on the same plane at the same time, if you will. But one of his early documentaries, Wake Up or Waco, early documentary from Mike Hansen, shows a lot of Alex Jones in there as well when they are both helping to rebuild what the feds destroyed at Mount Carmel there. But I just wanted to mention that and sort of set the stage with it, because these are events that I overlooked when I was living through them and went back to and really did my due diligence on and tried to cover at great detail, or at least in my own mind, tried to go through this and cover these in great detail. I really wanted to cover these on this show, but it was darn near impossible to find somebody that wanted to talk about it or that was alive to talk about it. So I definitely had David Hardy on. Attorney David Hardy was involved in some of this, wrote several books of this information over the years. I think the one that rings the most true to me, the title is We're the Government and We're Here to Kill You. That's David Hardy's work. But there's so many other ones that have just passed on. Vince Foster, the death of Vince Foster, rather, being covered in the Clinton Chronicles. I mean, that gentleman's gone. He died a few years ago. Couldn't get him on the show. He was very sick there at the end, and I couldn't get him on from the Clinton Chronicles. His name escapes me right now. But also, there was another gentleman who wrote, I think, the first real book on Waco, and I could not get him on the show either. I'll just sort of leave that as it were, because I don't want to get into that anymore than I have to. But reached out to him. And for me, it's one of those situations, if I reach out to somebody who wants to be on the show, or I want them on the show, rather, I just sort of put it out there, what vibe am I getting from that person? So anyway, that didn't work out either, so that didn't come to fruition. I'm trying to look at the Clinton Chronicles, because that guy's name is escaping me, and it's driving me crazy. Larry Nichols, thank you. Larry Nichols is now deceased, but I really wanted to get him on. I had all his contact information, but I knew he was very sick with cancer, and I didn't reach out, and then he passed away. So, and the same thing with Randy Weaver. I knew he was very ill. I didn't want to pursue that avenue because I knew he was ill. I didn't want to impose upon someone when I knew they were struggling for their lives. But hopefully I will get Mike Hansen on soon, and we'll really delve into this thing as far as Waco. He was firsthand there seeing what was going on. But back to the main crux of the story here. I know I'm sort of flying all around and trying to get centered on this runway here. But Waco, the anniversary 30 years ago, 1993, April 19th. And I want to really plug this in because a lot of people are just not seeing the forest for the trees. They're not understanding the peril that we're in. So I want you to take a look at Ruby Ridge if you've never done so. Look into it. I want you to take a look at Waco if you've never heard of it. Look into it. Because both of these are shining examples, and they are emblematic for how the government and those in uniform will treat the citizenry of any country, not just here in America, but any country. We somehow have this sort of very Western view, very much, I think, bolstered by the media, very much just bolstered by fiction, aka just Hollywood stories and movies and television shows that always frames the military, the police, the industrial complex of the United States as being these benevolent love organizations. And I'm not coming down on all of them. But look at history and tell me what you see. Take a look at Ruby Ridge. Tell me what you see. Take a look at Waco and tell me what you see. Take a look at January 6th. Tell me what you see. This is not a new story. It's a retread of the old story. Just following orders was one of the most preeminent Nuremberg defenses because it is what always happens. So, Ruby Ridge shot. The shot there by Lon Herucci, killing the mother holding the child. That same gunman on the scene at Waco. If you look at the Waco information, look at any of those films I put out there for you. I know Mike Hansen definitely got a newer, updated version of Wake Up or Waco. He's got a few different ones, I believe, that really give you a lot more information that was not available when he first put that first seminal film out. But take a look at it. Take a look at what happened. So they tried to storm the compound once, and they got met with equal fire, so much so that they had to turn around and retreat. The people inside Waco could have gunned them down on their ways back as they retreated, but they didn't. Then you saw the second siege, where we have way more firepower. We got air support. We got tanks. We got the same things being used at Ruby Ridge with those non-lethal, quote-unquote, weapons. Those horrible animal sounds and everything else being played for 24 hours, 51 days of this siege to keep everybody awake, keep everyone on edge, keep everyone in a constant state of manic panic, if you will. All by design. That's what you do in the Bitterman coercion chart to break the prisoners of war, to break combatants. This non-lethal warfare, nothing new under the sun, has been used for a while. It's just being exacerbated now. Now we got sound weapons, energy weapons, 5G weapons, and all kinds of other, quote-unquote, non-lethal weapons that can be used from miles away because the tech has improved since 30 years ago when it was being used at Waco and prior to that at Ruby Ridge. So this same stuff was being used. You could see the video evidence for yourself with the FLIR footage clearly showing the tanks shooting fire into the compound, clearly showing the helicopters shooting at people from above. All this to burn men, women, and children alive. All this being conducted domestically here in Land of the Sheep, home of the slave. All this, of course, being spun by the media industrial complex. Just a puppeteer, or a puppet string, rather, on the military-industrial complex, one of those encircling tendrils on the octopus. So, if you didn't know any of this, you know, the media would have it framed and portrayed nice and succinctly, just like after 9/11, only hours later, well, my goodness, we found these passports. Holy cow, looks like this was just these weird Arabs that were being fronted by this CIA operative we know as Osama bin Laden. Oh, my goodness. What is this? I said, where this came from, you know? Like you get a flat tire and you look in the back of the car like, holy cow. It looks like we got a spare tire and a jack here. I don't know what this came from. I don't know. It's like somebody was prepared and planned for this or something. But we live in the shadows of Waco. We live in the shadows of Ruby Ridge. We live in the shadows of the Alfred F. Murrow Building. We live in the shadows of World Trade One. We live in the shadows of 9/11. All these things framed the context of our current reality and have pushed us to where we are today. Because what we had with Ruby Ridge was the demonization of the burgeoning patriot movement on the cusps of the rollout of the real internet. And then by the Waco siege, we got more of the same. Oh, those pesky patriots, I tell you. Well, they got stockpiles of illegal weapons, I see. Yeah? Does that sound familiar to anyone? Because it should. Stockpiling illegal weapons sounds a heck of a lot like Lexington and Concord, a la 1776, with the proverbial shot heard around the world. Because that was what was going on then, too. The British came in and said, well, you guys got weapons. You can't have weapons, you know. We rely on an unarmed citizenry so we can exercise our pimp hand with great impunity on those unarmed masses of slaves that we call colonists. We flash forward, 1993. It's the same old song. What are you slaves think you're doing? You got weapons? You can't have weapons. No, no, no. No weapons for you. Oh, man, it looks like the Clintons about to get exposed for whitewater. Well, whatever shall we do? Well, Janet Reno knows. We'll storm the Bastille again. We'll storm the compound. The people's compound in this little podunk Waco, Texas, right? Not calling Waco podunk, folks. I'm just speaking through their minds, through their mouths, if you will. Because make no mistake about it, in case you haven't figured this out yet, they think we're all podunk, trash, cockroach lab rats to be experimented upon and or squashed when they deem fit. But just a big wake-up call, folks. If you think anything has changed since April 19th, 1993, it has. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. January 6th, we saw them taking out citizens again. Ashley Babbitt got shot in cold blood. And then they rubbed our nose in it by putting all the people even associated, even on the grounds, even anywhere near D.C. Apparently, if they could somehow rook you into getting involved in this, we're going to put you behind bars in D.C. Guantanamo. Don't worry. That Constitution doesn't matter. Here, we got constitutional toilet paper for you, you stupid slaves. You think this is some sort of republic? Get serious. We're the feds, and we're going to do what we want as long as you keep allowing us to do what we want. That's exactly how long that's going to keep happening. Nothing has changed but the date. We have forgotten Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, World Trade 1, 9/11, JFK, RFK, MLK, Malcolm X, John Lennon. We've forgotten it all. And that's what they are relying on you to do. Just forget. Focus on the current crisis du jour. Divide and conquer. Just keep posting things online. That'll get you somewhere, right? Oh, I got another. While you're at it, why don't you call your congressman? Maybe write him a real letter. Take as much time as you want. Because as long as you're doing that idiotic mess, they'll be sure and you can bet you're nothing but a minor threat. Absolute facts, folks. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Try to get out there and do your part legally, lawfully. Martin Luther King, Gandhi style. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.